But now it's our continuing coverage of girls basketball with head coach Blaine Forsythe. This interview powered by Hy-Vee following a loss to the Mustangs 76-48. And coach, 7-0 run starts the game for DCG. You pull it back within two, and then DCG goes on a 12-0 run to start that second quarter. And it felt like from there, just hard to play keep up. Your thoughts about how the Mustangs were able to pull away and really take advantage again. Kind of the story of this week, a lot of turnovers on the perimeter for you.
Yeah, you know, credit to them. They had a good game plan coming in. And, you know, I think you look at a lot of their points in that first and second quarter, a lot of them were off our turnovers. And, you know, just continuing to work in practice, continuing to make our practices extremely intense with a lot of, you know, putting a lot of pressure on our players so that when it gets to the game, we feel comfortable with that. And, you know, I thought in spurts, we did a good job of handling that pressure and taking care of the ball. And it just seemed like when we had one or two turnovers, it became three or four in a row. And then we kind of settled in for a little bit before we had that next stretch. And, you know, proud of the way that we responded to a couple of their runs and you know, continue to claw back a little bit. And but in the end, it just wasn't enough. And when we have that many turnovers, it just makes it tough to stay in a basketball game, even when we make 10 threes.
Yeah, and it felt like earlier this week it was Indianola with the zone, and DCG is really known for a 1-3-1, but it was their ball pressure and man-to-man defense, which that almost maybe caught your girls a little off guard. And what was so fascinating was that they were getting it from even underneath the hoop. How do you, as a team, try to adjust to that, knowing that, again, you may were expecting one thing, and then DCG came out and was really swarming your guards in man-to-man defense?
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen man since probably before Christmas. And so, you know, coming in anticipating that 1-3-1, and, you know, we just need to continue to make sure we're kind of ready for all the different things that they might throw at us. And, you know, they do. They provide a lot of ball pressure and makes it tough switching everything. And so just making sure that offensively our players are in sync and know if we're getting pressured too much, we can backdoor and really put the pressure on them versus that pressure being on us.
Well, and so much this year has been said about Emma and Cameron and some of the good things that they've done. Your first half leading scorers were Julia Settles and Bryn Paulson. That doesn't happen every night, but the two of them and some of your bench players felt like gave you a much needed boost at times, again, in a game that kind of got away from you, but a positive sign that it wasn't your usual suspects necessarily that were contributing.
Yeah, you know, I thought our bench played really well in the first half, and, you know, to be thrown into to that situation against a top-ranked team, I thought they handled that really, really well. And then, you know, Emma and Riley, I thought, had really big second halves for us, scoring the basketball and just kind of getting a little bit going for us. They hit a couple threes, and that definitely, you know, gives us some confidence. And, you know, so as we continue to put those 32 minutes together and our bench continues to develop, you know, I still really like where this team can go. And using these as opportunities to learn and grow is important, and we can't lose focus of that as an entire team and a program. You know, you never want to lose them, but it's about the process and getting ready for that kind of postseason run to make sure we're putting our players into spots to be successful.
Here with Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch fall at ECG 76-48. And this kind of comes in the middle of a really, really tough stretch, right? Next week on paper is another kind of gauntlet. Obviously, this week was tough. You've got number 2 and 3A awaiting you on Tuesday. You've got Norwalk looming, who looks like maybe one of the best teams in the state, period. Confidence-wise with this team, before we talk about Des Moines Christian in a second, how do you try to keep things going mentally, knowing that no one likes to lose? Obviously, to your point, you're working on the process, but how do you mentally keep this team going, knowing that things may not get better for a while in terms of wins and losses?
Yeah, you know, for us, it's you know, continuing to enjoy the time that we have together and continue to grow and continue to encourage each other. You know, you're only in high school for a short period of time, and so making sure you're making the most of your opportunities and, you know, seeing the small wins but also seeing the big picture is really important for our players, and I'm confident that they're going to be able to take the right steps. It's a resilient group. It's a group that's been through a lot in a lot of the different sports that they're playing, and know they'll rise to the occasion. And you never like the bumps on the road, but that's part of life too, in learning how to handle those situations. And you know, I love this team. I love the group that we have, and you know, just really fortunate to, you know, any opportunity that we get to be together.
And you mentioned resilience, and right now it looks like, at least certainly for the short term, you're going to have to do it without your, one of your leaders on the court. Katie Sheckel appears to be out at least for a while, if not longer than that. And tonight was evident that there's still some learning happening. How do you kind of couple both those things, right? You're trying to learn some new rotations and get some new players even on the court in different scenarios, and at the same time, you're trying to beat some of the best teams in the state. It's not easy, but these girls are fighting through it.
Yeah, you know, again, it's about that process and learning through it. And, you know, you stick Julie on the floor, who is just a freshman, didn't even play basketball last year due to an injury, so you could argue it's almost her eighth grade year. And she's continuing to learn. Some of our bench players are continuing to learn. And, you know, just being in different roles. You know, at the beginning of the season, we always talk about, you know, kind of adjusting the roles, and we're kind of doing that again right now of just figuring out those lineups. And we're not a team that's going to wow anybody with our size. So it's going to have to come on the defensive end and just the intensity that we play with and how hard we play. That's going to have to be the difference, because we're going to be outsized and by the rest of the way, and just making sure that we continue to get after it on the defensive end. You know, I thought, you know, Smid had went on a probably an 8-0 run just herself, and yes, we're getting buried in the paint, but we don't blame that just on the person that's guarding her. We need to make sure there's a lot of ball pressure and a lot of help so that we don't get those easy buckets and people can't take advantage of the size that they might have.
And as I alluded to, it doesn't get any easier. Des Moines Christian right now, one of the top contenders in Class 3A, and they've looked very good here through the first half of the season. You're at home. Obviously, all you can do is put your head down and do your best to play and try to figure out the things that Des Moines Christian, doesn't do well and try to take advantage.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to that opportunity. We always like playing in our home gym. Haven't looked at any of their film yet this year, so, you know, we'll get into that over the weekend. And, you know, just looking forward to playing another top-ranked team and seeing how our girls respond, and we're confident that they'll do the right thing.
Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella Girls, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Following the loss to the ECG, Coach, always appreciate your time. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.